Shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock.
Warning. After shock. The sexual transformation of a man into a woman will actually take place before your very eyes. Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
An unnatural laboratory experiment transforms the brilliant young Dr. Jekyll into...
Sister Hyde. At last, free to enjoy all my cravings.
A man by day.
A woman by night.
The perfect disguise to indulge a lust for sex and violence that terrorized all London. This warning to parents, be sure your children are sufficiently mature to witness the intimate details of this frank and revealing film, Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
An American International Pictures release in color, rated PG.
Was he a woman?
Was she a man?
Or were they both?
See Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
Pas une petite affaire de mettre au monde plein de petits cafards qui feront leurs petites affaires et saliront tous les placards. Ce n'est pas une petite affaire de mettre au monde de petits cafards qui, clopinant vers la lumière, sortiront la tristesse du noir. Ce n'est pas une petite affaire de mettre au monde plein de petits cafards qui prendront le train pour s'y taire et rentreront dormir le soir. Ce n'est pas une petite affaire de mettre au monde plein de petits cafards qui feront leurs petites affaires et ne seront pas cités par l'histoire. Au moins, ils n'auront pas fait de guerre, ils seraient cruels de leur en vouloir.
Sun shines down upon us today. Another brutal summer afternoon. What a better way to deal with that than hide in the air conditioning of the luxurious Chicago studios. Safe from the harm of reality. You are tuned into the Eternal Now on WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman, and we'll be here with you on this lovely expedition of oral excitement. We just heard from Gedalia Tazartes from the album Transports. Up next, here's some moving music to keep things going.
Thank you.
Thank you. to frame with a professional pout, but the Polaroids ignite upon seeing their subject. And the aperture shuts, too much exposure. Down, the aperture shuts, too much exposure. Come into this room, come into this gloom, see the red light rinsing another shot to slot.
Thank you. Text messages. Somebody, oh, and somebody says they have a problem. Hello, my name is Frog Clock. Are you having a good evening tonight?
Yes, but I have a problem.
Do you think your problem is bigger than my problem? I'd like to listen to you and hear what your problem is. Please go ahead. That is a very unfortunate problem. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're going through that.
Are you on the television?
It's my job to be on the television for the next two weeks. I can assure you, I'm very much on the television. Maybe you have a small TV set?
No, I have a big TV box.
Well, if you... I'm sorry, say that again. I'm always alone. If you don't mind me telling you my problem, I have to live in a frog clock box because I have a sensitivity issue. Well, I have to live in my frog clock box. My name is Frog Clock, and my box, it's called a Frog Clock Box.
Oh, why are you alone?
Well, I only have room for one human being in my box.
Köstelen Frost!
Okay, we are back from a spiraling jaunt into the obscure. We just heard a track from an album, a mysterious album, Xanagoria. Originally released in 1972. Supposedly one of these library records. Background music, if you will. Kind of like what we're listening to right now. But not. Cantrazanti in Ritmo was the name of the track. Xanagoria from Italy. Before that, from Germany, HNAS, Kutel im Frost, with the title track from that LP, Kutel im Frost. The wacky and diverse HNAS. In front of that, speaking of wacky and diverse, Les Baxter mixed a track also from a Frog Clock. That was from a premium giveaway from the Fatty Jebbo show from some years ago. Little comedy relief in there. In front of that, Bene Gesserit with the track Erg Habania from a compilation, a cassette compilation called Taste of Tongues. That was on Triple X label, Inner Sleeve, along with things like Sleep Chamber, Attrition, Human Flesh, etc. And in front of that, we had Susie and the Banshees with track Red Light from their album Kaleidoscope. And in front of that, something I just found out about over the weekend, San Francisco-based Sirnai. That was from a cassette called Parts of the Insomniac Wheel. Thanks to my friend Alex for turning me on to that. And we started off the set a while ago from Tom Cameron, from the LP Music to Wash Dishes By. And that track was called Toy Cannon. Odd little synth ditty. Certainly would make me want to jump to run and do the dishes with an LP like that playing. Okay, now for something completely different. This is Feldgrau. You're listening to The Eternal Now, WFMU.org.
Thank you. La main morte. The dead hand. En ce temps-là, in that time, in the 77th year of this reign, while the rest of the world was shared between pleasure, starvation and war, a very small kingdom, circled by seas, seemed to wrap itself. Treading the heavy necklace of days, everyone was adorning oneself, when, from this very small kingdom, a voice came up like a cry over the graves. The voice of a princess and her cavalier. She was so beautiful that when she appeared, no one would dare ask him where she was from. A princess in exile, black hair up, blood lips, her black eyebrows scratching with two accents the white skin of her face. Haughty and impenetrable, she would wear boots and playing with her legs to jump like a crazy dog, dancing her revenge over the poisoned honey of childhood, while the rest of the world was only desolated wars, violence, and pain. Not far from there, by the River Thames, in their garden of fantasy and curiosity, two princes, who, as any prince, only loved in everything beauty and courage, spent most of their time drawing, painting, writing in notebooks or playing instruments. Being friends, they would hardly speak as they both preferred pure sound to any talk. But the princess, having heard about them, as they had heard about her, wanted to meet them, and as soon as she did, proposed them this pact. My voice is equal to your instrument. I can play with its chords as you do, and words coming out are my notes. Follow me. We'll be four of us, all equal. The voice, the beat, the bass, and the chords. And we will say with it the song of the soul of earth, having nothing between us but one low emotion. Astonished, seduced by the passion of the princess, whose eyes were sending lightning, they both accepted. And she was right. The music which aroused them from her energy and their delicateness exploded like a diamond. As they traveled a lot, playing from one end of the kingdom to the other, the news spread quickly. In each town, one ran to see them. The following year happened to be beautiful and difficult. The voice of the princess and her look were getting more pure every day. Her force was growing. The words seemed to place themselves on the sound they were discovering. Soon, their success was so big and unexpected that the chancellor of the king, who took account of his gains, which happened to be much more than he first thought, presented himself in great honor with all his company and bowed at the feet of the princess, who was so proud that no flattery ever could move her. And he said to her, "Madam, His Majesty the King is so satisfied and charmed by your beauty that he sent me to offer you this reward, being certain that you will soon deserve much bigger honor." On hearing these words, the princess, although very troubled, and in spite of the slightly red face of the merchant, who didn't smile, just thanked the king for his kindness. But as soon as he left, with his equipage, she went on laughing, jumping as she used to like it. "Wonderful," she said. "Oh, my friends, we'll be the best. We have to." And not hiding her joy anymore, she fixed her dark eyes on those who were close to her. The princess, though, standing like statues, and who had not said a word during the whole scene, kept pacing. "Childishness," said one. "Flattery," said the other. "But, as it seems to be your pleasure, no ceremony, please." The wounded princess, incredulous, got darkened all of a sudden. But the blonde cavalier, faithful by her side, took her hand, brushing the incident away. "Your musicians are certainly very magnificent, but they seem so dark and distant. Your voice is so beautiful. Why don't you put them in the background as a magnet? So that the princess, although very true, got convinced with time that there was not anything else to do and forgot about her engagement. Why should I refuse to please anyone? Where could there be any prejudice? Aren't we gifted and free? One has, said the princess, to be faithful to oneself and one's oath. And, as each one of them seemed to keep misunderstood, there gradually ceased any discourse. 2 years had already passed, but the princess, more and more distant, would show up very rarely, and pale would lock themselves, whispering dark things to each other. The princess, troubled, was looking forward to better moments, hoping that the perspective of the next voyage would wake them up from their obstination. But nothing happened, and on this statement, they left for the north. On the very day of their arrival, the princess ran all over the town to the crowd. The princess behind her, like shadows, would stay dumb and static, until that moment when, for some reason, like a cloud on a troubled spirit, she in fury threatened them. Treason. From the eyes of the princess, a dagger look came, and the princess had not yet retrieved a fist, still in the air, but the princess had vanished. They had flown away, taking the music. The anger, which was to follow, was colossal. They better die, she wailed, and anyone who happens to meet them must kill them in my name. They were nothing to me anyway. They're only traitors. While she was trying to collect herself. In the shadow behind her, an instrument was laying down, sending strange glitter. The child, taking the instrument in his arms like a baby, disappeared.
Long kind of psychedelic track there from Kenny Morris, Lamaine Mort, that was released on the Topi label in 1980 something. I have to look that one up. In front of that, also from the 80s, Kukul from 7-inch Songul, that was of course a pre-Sugar Cubes project, I think also released on Crass Records label, that one. Nice art punk crudeness there from Kugel. In front of that, Angry Samoans with Lights Out from the album Back from Samoa. In front of that, Halo of Flies with their cover of the Urinals, I'm a Bug. I always liked that cover. I almost like the cover more than the original. Oh, well. And we started that set off with Feld Grau from the album Mechanized Misanthropy. That was a track called Zur Storer. And I believe that brings us up to the top of the hour. End of the show. End of the rope. My name's Andy Ortman. Thank you for joining me yet again on The Eternal Now. Continue to stay tuned to WFMU.org. I'm going to leave you with a final message from the temple. Have a good rest of your day.
The temple strives to end personal laziness and engender discipline, to focus the will on one's true desires in the belief gathered from experience that this maximizes and makes happen all those things that one wants in every area of life. Explore daily your deepest desires, fantasies, and needs. Gradually focusing on what you really would like to happen in a perfect world, a perfect situation. Taking away all restrictions and practical considerations. What you'd really want. Then, decide to try and do it. The mere visualization of that true goal begins the process that makes it happen. Clean out the trappings and debris of compromise, of what you've been told is reasonable for a person in your circumstances. Be clear in admitting your real desires. Discard all irrelevancies. Ask yourself who you want as friends, if you need or want to work, what you want to eat. Check and recheck everything deeper and deeper, more and more precisely, to get closer to and ultimately integrate with your real self. Once you are focused on yourself internally, the external aspects of your life will fall into place. They have to. Skeptics will say they simply don't believe this psychic process works, but it does. It is the key to the temple.